What's up? You already know. So today I'm like, you know what? Maybe I should go out on a fucking rant. You know what I mean? Because it's like this, right? People always knew. Or they always knew, whatever. That I'd be an illest MC one day, which I always was one. Not to sound cocky, it's proven facts. I gotta give my own self flowers. Okay? It was very hard for me. I used to chase the stars around and I didn't know it was a business. I just thought, oh, if they hear you, they sign you. Sometimes they do. But who wants to be really signed anyway? Because it's like you're signing away your publishing rights. It's like, you know, it's like the industry sucks. It should be better. It's better in different ways. Like you can make money with merch. You can make money with club appearances, concerts, and stuff in that nature. But music-wise, you can still make money. You just gotta be smart and expand your, you know, your creativity. That's why we are creators. We create music, and we just create really with geniuses. Like Kanye's right. Anyone that's a musician is a genius. They even put together words, pick apart things, and society and the world and the years and in the past of things that's going on. Okay? Just because you may not be selling a million records or you signed a crazy record deal doesn't mean anything. Whether you got 40 views or a million views, you still have to be a good musician, you know? Good is good. And eventually people's gonna cling on to it or either, you know, purchase it or not. It's still, you can buy all the paid views, the likes, and it's all bullshit now. All social media, you got Twitter, you got, shout out to Elon Musk. I'm not dissing Twitter, I'm saying you got Twitter. You got things that, like you gotta pay for a blue badge, you know what I mean? Just to look like you're important, so that means you're gonna have 2 followers. But at the same time, I was like, yo, that's corny. That's mad corny. And then I was like, you know what? It actually shows that you're taking your craft seriously to even pay a $10 for a verification badge. So they're all gonna start doing that. So that's a new wave. Everybody wanna be verified. So Twitter did it, and you know they're gonna copy Elon Musk. And MySpace to have it. I said MySpace, I'm just joking. But MySpace is still a social media, you know, and in MySpace, I started out on MySpace. I had millions of friends on MySpace, and I was actually pissed when Facebook came along because it was like, fuck, you know what I mean? Like, I have to start all over with this shit, you know? That fucking sucked. And then I just had 50,000 followers on Instagram, and I post some shit. It wasn't even bad. It was just like rap shit. They didn't like the cover. Because I was holding a gun to my head, I'm going to be honest. So what the fuck they did was took away all my shit. You know what I mean? They deleted it. Okay, I post a lot of dumb shit I shouldn't post. But still, it was animated shit. It wasn't like fucking somebody reported it, put it that way. Instagram didn't report the shit. Somebody ratted me out on Instagram. So even in the digital world, you got rats. You know what I mean? But it is what it is. Now, would I post things better? Absolutely. But at the same time, I'm like, if you don't like my page, why are you even on the fucking page? You know what I mean? So it's like a double standard. It's like I post what I want on my fucking page. It's my fucking page. That's what they call it. Facebook, it's my fucking face on my fucking notebook, a MacBook or whatever the fuck. But yeah, back to musicians, like this, it's like I said, it was corny, but at the same time I'm like, you know, well, it just shows you important about you gotta promote, you got a lot of, it's a business. You waste a lot of money than actually spend it. So what the record labels do, they give you all that money up front and you gotta pay it back. They only give it to you if they know you can pay it back. You get what I'm saying? So if they know you're already a good artist and you got millions of fans, they really don't try to do that if you get 30 fans, 40 fans. You could be the best, but it's at 30, 40 fans and not the money to market your 30, 40 fans. You know what I mean? So it's just hard. It's all about you. It's all about you spend a lot of money. And if somebody give it, and if you can't make them their money back, they get it by any means. If they got to make up rumors and drama about you to make your shit sell. Like a lot of, what do you think, Young Thug's like out there, like, you know what I mean? The labels, they pay them, but not like that. You know what I mean? Because he want to be around like drugs and shit like that. If he's getting paid that much, he'd be like, fuck that drug shit. I want to make fucking money. Obviously, he must not be getting that much money if he got to, you know, still do those activities. So that means that the label gave him mad money, and he's probably just trying to pay that shit down. That's all. Is it a bad? Of course he's talented. He's mad talented. So, but at the same time, he got to pay fucking $50-90 billion they just gave him. So you know, he get, because records, they ain't giving you shit now. You have to do concerts and shows, and the people don't book concerts and shows for him. How he's going to get money to pay the label back? Pay it. It just sucks. That's how they get you. Then when you're independent artist, it's like, okay, I'm independent. It's really the labels pretending that you're independent. They still fucking take, but they don't take much. That's the thing. But at the same time, you don't know what the fuck they're taking. Your stacks. Because they show you a fucking a graph bar, dude. It could be some kid in his fucking basement, dude, just made a 20, 50, 70 billion off your shit. And you never know, because he ain't gonna really tell you how much you fucking get, dude. Nobody can keep up with that shit. But you can keep up with physical fucking merch. Physical CDs. You know, so we need to bring the CDs and records back. That you can keep track of. You know how many of your CDs is going out. But downloads and streaming and shit, that's just made up. Half of it's real, half of it's not. With physical copies, like, you can still sell records overseas. I can go to some foreign country and still listen to CDs and shit, press up, but you know what I mean? I can still sell it either way, digital and that. But that's pretty much it for the music side of it. But yeah, you can check out DistroKid, TuneCore, CD Babies. I mean, don't get me wrong, you gotta be on something, you know what I mean? I'd rather be on something than nothing at all. So let's not forget that, you know what I mean? You're gonna take a portion, but whatever. That's how I look at it now, fuck it. It's the game. That's what they call it, the rap game. You know what I mean? For musicians, it's the fucking game we just keep playing. You gotta keep on paying, you gotta pay. And some people say, oh, it's, you know, I did it, I didn't spend any money, that's bullshit. Somebody did. That's how it is. It's a fucking, it wasn't even a rant. It's more the rant of the truth, if you want to put it that way. And another thing, now that I've been like booking celebrities or whatever, cameos and movies type shit, and everybody want to Google me. I get a job. They want to know why I'm like cleaning toilets and shit. Because I'm a hard fucking worker. No matter if I got Jay-Z on the track. Okay, I may not be cleaning toilets. Or I may be cleaning toilets in a mansion. Who knows? Working, cleaning up people's mansions. That's all another business. You know, I start cleaning up fancy mansions and get some nice maids. Sexy fucking maids to clean your house up naked. How about that? But anyway, you heard it here on Talking Reckless with She. I mean, I can't give you too much game. I usually give you 30 minutes, 40 minutes. This time, I'm cutting it short. You know why? Life is short. And death is long. It's the Kid Sheaf, miss. I do what I do like I do for podcasts, TV, radio. You cannot box me out.